Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Is the Dow's 10-day winning streak in jeopardy? We'll talk with Rob Bartenstein.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks are retreating Friday after a streak that sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average to 10 straight record closes. Is the pullback that observers have been talking about at hand? Let's talk with Rob Bartenstein, CEO of Kestra Private Wealth Services. Rob, so much optimism has been built into the markets. Is a short-term retreat inevitable?
Good morning, Charlie. Good to be with you. So much optimism has been built into the market, but I don't believe that by extension, a short-term retreat is inevitable, at least not in the near term. Now, I think maybe said a different way, a short-term retreat is inevitable, but we don't know when that is. And it's not simply a product of the fact that we've had a run-up recently.
I believe I read that the Dow Industrials are up about 9% over the past 3 months, that is, since the election. Are there concerns at this point that stock valuations are too high?
I think in certain segments of the market, we could argue that stock valuations are too high. Certainly, cyclicals appear to have been in extremely overbought territory as of late, and they seem to be retreating here somewhat. But let's not forget, there are a lot of underpinnings to this market that are not simply based in kind of ethereal optimism based on future policy implications, although that does soak up the lion's share of attention. There is a real resurgence of worldwide growth going on in places like Brazil and China, India, and Russia, and Mexico, and Europe even. We're seeing kind of the green shoots of a return to growth in those areas. And the American economy is doing extremely well. And if you want to take just this earnings season that wrapped up on Tuesday as an example, earnings were relatively positive. And this was a good earnings season. The beat rate was 63%, which, you know, is stronger quarter over quarter and towards the higher end of the range over the last 6 years. And the top line revenue beat rate was 57%. And that's not, you know, high by, say, 2000s type standards, but it is the highest beat rate we've seen in the last 2 years. I think that there's plenty of reason to believe that the market and stocks in particular stocks will continue to outperform. And I think there is this sense, and it's probably as much a product of human nature as anything else, that when you've seen a market rally as this market has post-election and then seen an earnings season, which saw a further rally of 3%, that it's in quotes only natural that the market would take a breather and pull back somewhat. And it's interesting, Bespoke did some work on this in the last week or so, and really made a fairly convincing argument that there's no statistical evidence to believe that that's likely to happen. In other words, in earnings seasons where the markets have outperformed, the off-season following that is typically characterized by about a 2% gain 74% of the time.
I'm speaking with Rob Bartenstein of Kestra Private Wealth Services, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Rob, what are you looking forward to at this point? I know there are some speeches ahead. President Trump is scheduled to address Congress on February 28th, and we'll most likely get details on his tax reform proposals.
Yeah, this is a theme that we've been spending some time on recently. In fact, President Trump is speaking to CPAC as you and I are talking now, and you saw Treasury Secretary Mnuchin's comments yesterday. Between these types of speeches and the remarks made, we've seen a reasonable amount of volatility as a result of people trying to read between the lines and decipher what the policy implication, what the policy direction is, and what the policy implications are for equities generally. And as you mentioned, President Trump will be speaking to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. It's unfortunate on some level that we can't turn away from the tweets and the speeches because we're afraid we might miss something material in terms of what policy implications are. But that's a fundamental reality of the world that we live in now. And I think it underscores one of the themes that we've been focused on, which is there has been a relatively low level of volatility, but we don't expect that it is likely to be able to be a long-term trend. And so when we look for where we'd like to be in the equities markets as a result of what we think is going to be an increase in volatility, financials do look attractive in that regard. In particular, companies like CME, who are likely to be beneficiaries of volatility, which is, as you know, remained at historic lows over the last several months.
Also, we have the Fed to contend with. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer are slated to speak Friday next week. And, of course, everybody will be scouring their comments for any hints on interest rate hikes.
Right. And I think the consensus seems to be that there'll be three hikes this year. I don't necessarily believe that we'll see one in March. I'm fairly confident that won't be the case. And I'm not extremely confident that we will see three over the course of the remainder of the year, although I do think two is likely.
Rob Bartenstein, CEO of Kestra Private Wealth Services, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Charlie. Good to be with you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.